بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The Role Model of Palestinian Militants. Palestine was occupied more than 50 years ago. Palestine had a young generation 50 years ago. Who is the role model of these Palestinian youth who have stepped into the arena? Who did they learn from? Their role models are the young, faithful Lebanese youth. In the demonstrations that they stage in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, which is an area populated by Palestinians, Palestinian youth hold up photos of the Lebanese leader of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. They raise the flag of Lebanon over the dome of Masjid al-Aqsa. Of course, the Zionists did not let the flag remain there. The Lebanese youth became the role models of the Palestinian youth. Most of the people who watch Hezbollah's Al-Manar are inside the occupied Palestinian lands. They do not just watch the programs broadcast on Al-Manar, they are thirsty for the programs.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Jihad is the duty of the Islamic Ummah. All Islamic jurisprudents unanimously agree that when the enemy gains control over a Muslim land and threatens the existence of Islam in a country, it is the duty of all Muslims to fight the enemy in a concerted jihad, force it out, and punish it. If the Islamic Ummah is awakened to the reality, it will realize that this is the greatest tragedy that has happened to Muslims in the recent past. The Islamic ruling regarding this issue is unambiguous. Not even one single Muslim is doubtful about the Islamic ruling regarding the issue of Palestine. The issue has been mentioned in all fiqh books, which talk about the issue of jihad. No Islamic jurisprudent has ever expressed doubts about the necessity of jihad when infidels occupy or besiege Muslim lands. All Islamic denominations are unanimous in this regard. Jihad is not normally obligatory for all Muslims, but not in this particular case. Defensive jihad, which is the most important instance of jihad, is obligatory for all Muslims.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.